My name is Ahti Haukilehto and I work for Sovelto, where I teach these .NET programming courses. I'm also Microsoft Regional Director. I'm not working for Microsoft though, but I'm kind of eyes and ears of developers here in Finland. My subject today are two fantastic new products in Azure, or Azure services actually, called DocumentDB and Search Service. Both are JSON-based REST services targeted for new massive scalable data services. Both are actually in beta now, but they are ready to be used in proof of concept type of projects already. So actually, when I started my career as a coder, 1 gigabyte of memory costs little less than $200,000 per gigabyte. And when we now look at, for example, Azure storage services, we'll see that price of gigabyte is about 5 cents nowadays. This kind of change must affect how we handle data or and how much we gather data. When I started my career, also Oracle was very new, and we had our new type of data called SQL databases. And yes, they have grown linearly since, and of course they are used a lot nowadays. But what rises even much, much faster is non-relational databases. And non-relational data, which also is the root for business intelligence type of services and type of applications. So, what's DocumentDB? DocumentDB is fully managed, meaning that it's handled by Azure. It's an Azure service. Very highly scalable, curable, truly schema-free JSON database or document database. And it's delivered only as a service. So you can use SQL type of syntax. We call it normally a subset of extended SQL to query these documents. It supports transactions. They are not that highly supported as they are in SQL databases, but they are supported in one directory. It's high scalable. It's said here that it's also high performance, but to be honest, if you compare it to SQL databases, the performance is not even near SQL performances, but the scalability is amazing. And it's designed cloud first. So if you look at those Azure services that can be used in modern applications, there are actually 3 different kind of services. Of course, SQL database, this document database, and table storage. The nearest competitor for DocumentDB is table storage. And what are the differences between DocumentDB and table storage? One of the most important difference is that DocumentDB is collection of documents, not only property packs or key value store as the table storage is. And the query language is modernized or is more powerful than table storage OData query language. It's subset of extended SQL, as I said already. And one of the most important differences is that you can write stored procedures in document DB. You can write those procedures with JavaScript. And actually, I'd like to show a short demo now. First of all, if you create a document DB, you have to use this new portal, portal.azure.com. The existing portal managed Azure.com is not, or these document DBs are not available there. So I have created an Ahti DB named document DB. And here I have just a tutorial application which creates very small data to the document DB, and I'll run this inside debugger now. And the execution has stopped here. If I run it further, now it just queries whether there already is family register database. And if not, it will create it, but now it says that yes, it already exists. I have to click continue. And as you see, I'm using C# now, and the next warning here is that you have already this collection. But now we'll go to much more interesting part of this demo. Warning, but now it creates JSON data. Actually, this uses C# object, but it, as you see, it creates a waked field family which has child object as well. It's kind of object graph. So, and now it will send this data as async REST call to the document DB, and I'll start my Fiddler HTTP monitoring software here, and let's look at what kind of requests this application sends just now. And now it's done, and let's look at this Fiddler, and as we see, here is the call or REST call to this document DB service. And if I look at it as a JSON format, you'll see that it's just, or let's look at once again with a raw format, it's just a post request to this document DB, and it's having this JSON data. If I compose my own call based on this call, and let's change that ID is, let's say it's Haukilehto, and last name is also Haukilehto, and let's remove all other data here. And let's send this JSON data to the document DB and execute it. It says that there is an error. Last name equal Haukilehto, okay, there is an error. And now it returns 201 saying that new data was created. Let's send another JSON data. For example, M1 with property, let's say Yahoo, and text value 123, and execute it. As you see, 201 was returned. A new document was added. So it's just JSON data that you can store with REST post messages in that document DB. And one more, the last one, let's have M3 Yahoo with integer value 123 and execute it. And yes, new record was created. Now I'll switch to the portal browser, and I can see here the Document Explorer, and let's look at how many documents there are at the moment. And as you see here, you can see that now there are these five documents. I can also practice query language here. Let's create a query, select star, okay, here, create star from C, and let's run this query. You'll see that it will return all the documents as a JSON data. Also, those documents that I added with Fiddler, ID M3, M2, and so on. I can use, let's say, subset of SQL here. For example, where ID equals M3, and let's run this query. It will return only the one document, but it says that ID was not resolved. Of course, it must be C.ID. And let's run this query, and we'll get one return back. this is kind of extended SQL, because I can ask JSON data back. Actually, I can ask that let's return property named primary key, which is actually t.id, and let's ask name property, which will be c.family name from C, where clause will be removed. And when I run this query, I'll have these JSON data back, but once again, I have syntax error here. The star was there still, and let's try it once again. And as you see, now I got these JSON objects back. So, what is DocumentDB? DocumentDB was the very fast scalable store for JSON data. And you can use query or SQL query kind of language accessing or reading the data. And then Azure Search Service. In modern applications, or the requirements of modern applications, normally requires that in addition to the operational data, you have to optimize your queries to execute very fast indeed. And that's why in many cases, you'll need an Azure Search type of services. Okay, I know there are many other search services has been here for years now, but in Azure, you have this Azure Search service available now. And what you can get there is, for example, this type of search. When you write your text in the search box, you have an idea of what kind of data there should be: high heels, high tops, high arcs, and so on. And in addition to that, when you select your data, you should or select your search verb, you should have your data back very fast, and not only fast, but also arranged or ordered in particular order, which is not only order by type of ordering, it's also cost function based of ordering. For example, if you have a promotion for stilettos, shoes, they should always appear in the first page, as well as these pumps type of shoes, if there are plenty of those in the stock. And also these categories, I mean, you should be able to define in which categories you should return your data. For example, which colors you have, which price categories these shoes falls into what you have selected. And yes, the Azure Search Service, once again, REST-based, JSON-based service is just something like this. Okay, I'll show one example of a search service which we have used in our, let's say, real application, even though I'm running this now from localhost. But this localhost web application uses Azure Search Service in a way I show you real soon now. Okay, here we have just an test data, but here we have our search service, and if I write, for example, the start of my first name, last name, you'll see that there are two Hauki Lehtos in this database. Here is about 2,000 data items in this search service category, but it's aimed for be able to search millions or ten of millions data items this fast that you can use it as a succession field in your search boxes. Or if I search Hauki from here, I can see these categories like is worker data is on, is false for two of these searched items, is employer is this one, and created that is there. And I can go further into this service, this search, but seems that my current branch is not working in this feature. But this categorizing of search data is very important service with Azure Search Service. And so, what's the workflow for using Azure Search Service? Of course, you first have to provision service, then create index, and then push index data into that index, and then you search it and probably tune results later. And the downsides of using this kind of services is that when you update your operational data, you have to add another update to the search data. To be able to have these fast searches, to be able to categorize the search results, to be able to add cost functions into the searches requires this kind of services. And here are some examples of those REST calls that are used when you access search service. Of course, there is also strongly typed .NET client library for these services also, but those are able to be used directly from JavaScript applications also. For example, here is a patch to upload documents. You can have a value array where you have these new or updated data to the search service. And okay, here is the link to resources, as well as a link to four hands-on labs. You should do if you are interested in this kind of services, this how to create a document DP, starting from how to create a document DP database and then create a tutorial application and go further. And the same for Azure Search Services. But at the end of my speech, I would remind you that there in the Sovelto booth, there is a competition which has quite nice prizes. For example, you can win an Azure course and Azure certification tests for free. And if you want, if you are not winning those for free, at least you'll get 150 euros ticket for to be used in these Azure courses. So, thank you for your time, and if you are interested in Document DP or Azure Research Service services, I will recommend to use these tutorials first and then use it in your applications. Thank you.